We do have slight time pressure on the programme, and I do want to move on to another issue. This charter flight that transported 32 Georgian nationals who had been served with deportation orders back to Georgia on Thursday night. Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan announcing this on the social media platform X yesterday. Simon Harris also tweeted about it. He was welcoming the fact that charter flights for deportations had recommenced. Well, in terms of value for money, Gerry Buttermer, even on leaving all other considerations on this aside, Jim O'Callaghan said the flight cost €102,000. That's €3,000 per person on that flight. As of 1 o'clock this morning, on when I looked up flights, one way or flights to Tbilisi, you could get one for €164. With Pegasus Airlines, or a return flight, a combination of Turkish Airlines and Lufthansa, for €223. So, you know, you could do this for less money. €102,000 seems a lot of money to spend to be seen to be doing something, people might argue.
And both Minister O'Callaghan and Minister Brophy yesterday spoke about that in the future it will be a combination of both the private and the commercial airlines being used. In the case, it'll be on a case by case basis. It'll be in terms of who or why people are being deported. And I suppose the key point here is nobody can be under any illusion, you know. Government has made it very clear that we will have a firm, effective immigration policy that will be compassionate.
And that has been said, but there's a €5 million contract has been awarded on that, and calculated at the rate of €3,000 per person, which is what the going rate was for yesterday. That's 1,500 people being deported for €5 million. And we know from Freedom of Information requests we've put in that there was no cost-benefit analysis done on this contract and no business case put forward for it, not even meetings held about that.
Again, it will be on a case-by-case basis based upon the engagement of the department and the need to have people who are here illegally, you know, who haven't left voluntarily, to be asked to leave the country. Again, it's going to be, as we have heard, both commercial and commissioning of planes. It's about ensuring, and the key point here is, it's about ensuring that people who are illegally in our country, who have not fulfilled the deportation order and who haven't left voluntarily will be, you know, has to leave.
Ruth Coppinger, do you support deportation flights as any part of an immigration system?
I want to hear why this was done and how much it cost, because I think it was just done to send a message. I think the way it was tweeted by Jim O'Callaghan and by Simon Harris, it was a virtue signal, if you like, a phrase that the right like to use. This idea that there are safe countries that we don't need to take people from. Georgia is not a safe country for many minorities who live within it, particularly the LGBT plus community who've been persecuted in Georgia. And also there's a political repression too from the government they've just brought in terms of the LGBT community. Brutal laws. You cannot disseminate information.
Right, but there will inevitably be people from Georgia and other countries deemed safe. Some will successfully get asylum claims and others won't. So should the government retain deportation as an option where people are unsuccessful?
I think people come here for two reasons. Either they're fleeing for safety or they're coming for economic reasons. There's nothing wrong, by the way, with seeking economic betterment. We actually do have a labour shortage. We've a thriving economy. We've got massive resources. Why wouldn't people come here? And we should allow people, you know, to process a claim and to work in this country.
Sure, but on the issue of do you support the option of deportation, and if so, using flights?
Well, if there was some particularly dangerous person, but I don't support. This has been done as a move to the right, a signal to the far right that's growing and have influenced the political agenda in this country by Fine Gael. I think that's exactly why it was done and for no other reason.
Colm, could I make one point?
Gerry Buttermer, do you want to respond to that? Because I want to get Owen O'Brien in on this as well.
And thank you. As a member of the LGBT community who has been in Tbilisi, who has engaged with civic groups there, I want to completely refute what Ruth has said. Nobody takes pleasure
in... There's no repression in Georgia.
I didn't drop to Ruth. And I've been there, and I've had a lot of engagement with the previous Ambassador George and with other civic groups in Tbilisi. I've been over there as part of the USC Parliamentary Assembly. And Ireland will always be a safe place for people who need asylum. That's the first point. And Ruth I've sat down with people in many parts of the world of the LGBT community who've come to Ireland and who've been granted asylum here. So let's not politicise the whole LGBT piece, because Ireland will be a place of welcome for those people.
OK. Eoin O'Brien, the flight, first of all, and the messaging around it. But the cost of the flight, do you have any concerns around that?
Sure, and I read this morning some comparisons with the voluntary return programme and the cost per person that involves, and they're very, very significant. For me, the real issue is the international protection system is entirely broken, and it's broken because the government has badly run it and badly managed it for far, far too long. We need a system that is compassionate. We need a system that is human rights based, both in the interests of the people who come here seeking protection and who apply for asylum, and also for the wider public. It needs to be efficient. Decisions need to be made in a fair and timely manner. Those people who get international protection then should be supported and helped to integrate into society and economy and live good lives. But those who do not get international protection and those who aren't applying for work visas, for example, to work in the economy, right, and clearly there is a case for those people to be safely returned to the country of origin.
And should charter flights be part of that?
Well, the detail of that obviously needs to be very carefully scrutinised. And we know this government is particularly bad at wasting public money. So I would have a concern around costs.
So could be got, charter flights are a good thing.
If you look at the entire international protection system...
Add a question mark to the end of that.
If you take, for example, the way in which the state uses incredibly expensive, poor quality direct provision centres, this is the way government has always badly run our international protection system. So, obviously, the costs need to be managed, but we need to reform the entire system, both for those people who are coming here fleeing war and persecution, but also so that it is properly managed. And right now, I don't have much confidence that what the minister is doing is changing that. Okay. We need a system that is compassionate, fair, efficient, and ultimately enforced. That's not what we're getting from the government.
OK. Suss Bioganish back after this with the story of Finbar Caffrey, the ACL man who was killed whilst fighting in Ukraine almost 2 years ago. His brother is going to be telling us about him, Fionnlinn.
Saturday with Colm O'Mungon on RTÉ Radio 1.